That looks like 20th century. But we can get right around there.
I'm sure Everett Farm's house is further to the south. I think that's
over there.
I think so. Might be that was next. Isn't this was Everett?
Well, we can't get back in there.
No, you have to go now that way.
We have to go in that way.
Yeah.
If you know more, right, then maybe you could ask us some questions if you want.
Yeah.
Now, what little book is this, suppose, you're going
to find? This was all farmland and then farmers. Mm-hmm. I know this is old in here.
Yeah. There's a little book, little pond. Pond is over here. This is all corners.
Yeah, pretty quiet in here.
Isn't it pretty quiet? Yes. Meadows are so quiet.
Well, like when I was a girl.
Yeah. Let's see how this little apparatus of ours is doing, shall we? Yep, it's doing.
It's working.
Should be.
This family that is here, I don't know how many years they themselves have lived here.
Yes. If they are, you think they are the Cornells, though?
I think
so. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll kind of.
We'll go see if I can tell. See if she's willing to tell us anything about the house or how long she's lived here. There's a little dog come up, see me. Run away, and I had to crawl up the dog man.
Why? I saw back in that night. How long is that language?
Oh, I don't know. I said, they put me as far as where you get out.
There's a real old house back in there?
Oh, yes, that's an old house.
How old do you think it is?
Well, you can ask Ella. I know it's old. I know as far back as I remember. Maybe old as mine. But yours, now.
Shall we drive back and look?
You'd like to.
I'd like to drive back and look. We could tell. Do you think they'd mind? If we just drove in?
No, I don't think they'd mind. He seems very pleasant. And he comes out his dog. He had a cute dog. He was so sweet. He wanted to take to me and get in my lap. Oh, yeah. He says, I guess I'll have to keep it tied. Oh, I said, don't let it get smashed on the road.
Yeah.
This is quiet now. You
isn't it beautiful?
Notice.
The stone walls
that's what
along
I like.
Are beautiful. Yeah. This is what I like, too.
I bet the old folks built them walls.
I bet they did. They're beautiful walls, too. They're not so good on this other side.
No.
But they're beautiful on this side.
Maybe way back that was meadowland.
Probably. But you know how it grows up so fast?
Oh, doesn't it?
When we first came to our lane, I was telling Lucia Paul a lot about a little beech tree that we had up on the lane. And I looked and looked and looked the other day for the beech tree. She couldn't find it. And I finally, last evening when I came in, saw a beech tree about 60 feet high.
Oh, you were looking for a little one?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It had grown all that in the 25 years or so.
Oh, it does grow. I could hardly believe my eyes never in there. The first time I was going in there with you. Just see how things go so fast.
I know. Now, this is, that's
a house. That's a house over there. And that's his cows. No, this is something new here. I don't know what this is.
That looks like 20th century. Look, how can we can get right around there?
I'm sure Everett Connor's house is further to the south.
Over way down over there?
I think so. Might be that was Betts, isn't it? This was Everett.
Well, we can't get back in there.
No, you have to go in that way.
We'll have to go in that way.
Yeah.
Now, what look book is this, suppose you're going to find?
This was all farmland of any corner.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is old in here.
Yeah. There's a little pond. Pond is over here. This is all corners.
Pretty quiet in here.
Isn't it pretty quiet? Yes. Meadows are so cool.
Well, like when I was a girl.
Yeah. Let's see how this little apparatus of ours is doing, shall we? Yep, it's doing.
It is working.
Should be.
This family that is here, I don't know how many years they themselves have lived here. That would be interesting to find out.
Yes. If they are, you think they are the corner, though?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll kind of.
I wish you'd write me down. We can find out. And see if she's willing to tell us anything about the house and how long she's lived here. There's a little dog come up to see me.
Yeah? He's done. I'll come right back here and back around, I think, first. So I'm heading out. Then while you go in, I'll turn off this tape recorder.
Are you going in with me?
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm glad to have seen that. That was really, I'm sure it's 18th century. And it's owned by Hounds, and they bought it from the
Costas,
Rosinas, and they bought it from the, well, whom did they say they bought it from? The Cornells, yes, who lived here about 100 years.
And Priscilla then. I didn't know Priscilla was any related to her. Well, she just called her Aunt Betsy.
That's what I wondered. We'll have to ask Priscilla. I'll have to go in and tape her.
So really, an old farm. You want old things. This was really the old thing.
Well, this is about, it probably existed when ours did, don't you think?
I think so. Because I know the names was ever since I can remember hearing about Bessie Coleman living in there.
Mm-hmm. His name's Forrest Holland, isn't it?
I forgot what he said.
And I suppose this, all this woods was Cornell Woods.
I heard him coming now where Mr. Hawes had owned. And that was the James Manchester. When Mr. Cornell, Edward Cornell was selling milk, Mr. Manchester was selling milk. Now, this is the way we used it.
Yes,
that goes down. And that's where the house come up that Mr. Cabral moved, was from there, down there. And that's where James Manchester had a milk roof, was selling milk the same time as Edward Cornell was up there and he was selling milk.
Oh, now let's park over here and see. Let me write this all down. We'll park right
this
right over
is
here.
Where the house is where my mother used to come to learn how to weave.
Oh.
This is Mrs. Pierce.
All right, we'll pause a minute and I'll. We'll
right, this old house here is upstairs. We went.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to weave here.
This is the house where your mother learned to weave, and she taught you. We didn't go down here, but she came down. How'd she
well,
came down here?
Well, I brought her down to the horse and wagon.
Mm-hmm. And the name of that people were, what was the name?
Pierce. They used to call them Pierce.
Pierce.
And Elma, I think, certain Pierce was Elma's mother, and this one that learned us was, let me see. No, I can't see whether her name was Pris herself or whether she was her mother or whether she was his mother. I've forgotten that.
Mm-hmm.
And Elmo was one of them who built that well curve up there where you are.
Oh.
He was a Mason. So he built that well curve, he and Mr. Cornell from the Cornell Road.
Yeah. Yes, now this next house along here is fairly new. This is an old house, isn't it?
Yes, that's as old as I know.
I think that's probably an 18th century house, really.
And then that one there was built in later years for, I think it was for one of Elmer's children. I think I'm telling that right.
Our precious children?
I think so. Built more of the time my house
mm-hmm.
was built.
Now, here across the street from this is another modern house, isn't it, that is built?
Well, this is where Elmer built himself. He and his wife lived here, and they died there.
Yes, they built it, how long ago would you think it was?
That was built before we came down.
Built in about the 20th century, though.
Oh, yes.
Elmer, Hirsch, and wife. Now, we're coming right down here to the curve that goes into,
Costa Rosa. Oh, and that other curve down to Manley.
Down to the Delanos. Now, there's a house here. You don't know anything about these people, do you? Or this house? Looks like a little old house, doesn't it? I suppose it's old. It has a new roof on it.
I don't know, but
they
don't.
You don't. Right. You don't know anything about it. Now, here is the Delano house back in here.
Yes, it is. I remember coming there when the Phoenix lived there. I guess they might have rented the place.
What was their name?
Phoenix. And it was coming up a tempest, and I knew my horse would be afraid. And so I went.
That was probably Venus. Excuse me, I'm just interrupting a good story. But
yeah.
Venus?
Venus.
V-E-N-N-A-N-S?
I guess so.
All right, well, we don't care. There was coming up a tempest. You were coming down with the horse?
You see, I was peddling, peddling fruit. And I knew the horse might be afraid. So Mrs. Venus said, you're sure, put the horse in the shed. And I went up to stay with her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went home, that lot of yours, that the east one was next to the road there,
mm-hmm.
we had corn in it that year. And there was hailstones enough with that tempest we had. That corn was all laying flat.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I did look at that.
It was just in August or something, probably.
I told myself I was going to the hospital in the shoes. Them heels was hitting his ears. I guess he'd have gotten some.
Yes. No, sure would have. Was that your Billy?
Yes.
Now,